This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Michael Puente, and this is The Rundown. Today's guilty verdicts against former Illinois Democratic boss Michael Madigan add to a long list of federal corruption convictions in Chicago. My colleague Dan Mihalopoulos reports the feds here have brought down governors of both parties, Cook County politicians, and scores of city council members. And the top U.S. prosecutor in Chicago said the former Illinois House Speaker was among the biggest fish in the federal net.
This is a historic conviction, which ranks high in the annals of criminal cases tried in this courtroom.
Acting U.S. Attorney Morris Pasquale said the Madigan conviction followed an eight-year investigation and that as long as he's on the job, the feds will keep focusing on corruption cases. Illinois poultry owners will not be able to sell or show their birds at swap meets, exhibitions, and auction or flea markets for the next 30 days. The suspension issued yesterday by the State Department of Agriculture is aimed at preventing the spread of the avian flu. The disease, which is highly infectious and often fatal to chickens, has been detected in commercial and backyard flocks across the state. IDOA recommends that due to the infection risk to other animals, pets should be kept away from the carcasses of birds that may have died from avian flu. National Heart Month is celebrated every February to raise awareness about heart health. My colleague Araceli Gomez Aldana reports Cook County officials are using the occasion to highlight health inequities among residents. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S. During Cook County's Health Heart Month celebration yesterday, Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle focused on racial disparities.
If you live in Englewood in the city of Chicago, your life expectancy is about 60 years. If you live in Streeterville, so within a five-mile radius, there's a 30-year life expectancy gap.
Cook County health executives say they've invested $6 million in the last few years to advance their cardiac care. They say all patients should have access to high-quality care, regardless of their zip code, their insurance, or their immigration status. Evening commutes could get slippery for drivers as snow continues to fall across northeastern Illinois. If you do need to be out and about, there are a few ways to keep yourself and others safe on the road. Molly Hart with AAA says that includes removing all the snow from your car before you start driving so it won't slide off and hit other vehicles. She also says you might need to drive below the posted speed limit and remember to keep your distance from other motorists.
You always want to compensate for reduced traction by increasing your following distances. Usually it's 3 to 4 seconds. You want to give yourself 8 to 10 seconds.
Snow is sticking around in this week's forecast with more expected to fall through the weekend. Taking a look at today's weather, heavy snow, 3 to 6 inches today, a high near 30. Tonight, snow ending with a low in the upper teens. And tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high in the low 20s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Michael Puente. Thanks for listening.